Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. You know what it takes to shake me? I don't get shaken. When I hear we've abandoned dogs on the tarmac and I see the photo proving it with the dogs still in their dog cages, which means they're on this broiling hot tarmac and they're going to die in the heat. They're going to run out of food and water. And they were ordered by the U.S. government to be left behind. I'm shaken. These are not any dogs. If these were just pets, I'd be shaken. But these are service dogs who risk their lives for our troops. The troops love them. They love the troops. And you've got to just abandon them? Can you imagine the troops, how horrible they feel? They abandon their dogs on the tarmac? Joshua Hosler, president of Veteran Sheepdogs of America, is frantically trying to rescue the dogs that have been used and left behind in Taliban-controlled country after the Department of Defense ordered that they be left behind. Folks, that should be the death penalty. Whoever made that order should get the death penalty. They should be indicted and hung. That's murder of defenseless dogs. Department of Defense has ordered all military working dogs to be left behind in Afghanistan. All the generals should be arrested right now. Arrest them all. Sickening. The veteran sheepdogs of America is doing the work that the generals couldn't do. Our efforts of rescuing has expanded to 46 military working dogs, and now we're coordinating with our contacts and flights to get the dogs and rescue people out of Kabul on the same plane. Dr. Robin Ganser, president and CEO of the American Humane Society, has issued a statement condemning the cruelty. I'm devastated by reports that the American government is pulling out of Kabul and leaving behind brave U.S. military contract working dogs to be tortured and killed at the hand of our enemies. These brave dogs do the same dangerous, life-saving work as our military working dogs and observed a far better fate than the one to which they have been condemned. Military contract working dogs. Humane Society offered to help transport and provide lifetime medical care for the dogs. Charlotte Maxwell Jones and her service animals were left in Kabul. They were released on the tarmac. They were at the airport for 6 days beforehand. There was room on those planes. I'm ashamed of you, President of the United States, Secretary of Defense, Whitley Purnell. Not a great day for America's service dogs that are still in the airport. Gabriel Gallardo. Ganser pleaded with the U.S. government to load the animals to whatever cargo space remained to fly them to safety. Unfortunately, it appears to have fallen on deaf ears. This is sick. I don't know what people were left behind. I can't imagine we actually left people behind. I can't imagine the story is true that 7 busloads of women were turned away by the American authorities at the Kabul airport and they're in Taliban hands now. I don't know that to be true, and I can't imagine that to be true. Even the hatred I have for Joe Biden, the hatred that I have for the people running our government, the scum, the communist scum running our government that abandoned our friends, I can't imagine they turned away 7 busloads of women and handed them to the Taliban to be murdered or raped. I just don't believe that. And I can't prove it's true, so I'm going to assume it's not true. I'm hoping it's not true. But the dogs, it's true. Obviously, you heard the story. You've seen the picture. They're sitting there in the This is what we left behind. A terrified Afghan news anchor, TV news anchor, reads headlines while surrounded by gun-toting Taliban thugs. The 42-second clip shows anchor read headlines surrounded by armed militants. You know they must have shot him in the head as soon as it was over. Footage shows a total of 8 men on the TV studio set, all armed with assault rifles. Reports suggest the group stormed the building and urged the anchor to debate with them. Anchor reportedly urges people not to be afraid and cooperate with the group. Can you imagine? That's probably the last moments of that anchor's life. The shocking moment an Afghan TV news presenter reads out the headlines while surrounded by armed Taliban thugs. This is now what political debate looks like on Afghan TV. Afghan Taliban foot soldiers watching over the host with assault rifles. Yeah, that's a fair debate, isn't it? How would you like to debate people with assault rifles? The clip's been viewed more than a million times. Amazing. According to WIO News, the news anchor carried out a debate with the militants while on the air. The news outlet reports the presenter spoke about the collapse of the government and urged the Afghan people not to be afraid. The anchor also reportedly told people to cooperate with the group. I can imagine how long that lasted, that cooperation. I'm sure they shot and killed him when the segment was over. Let me jump back to this fraudulent pandemic response. I didn't say fraudulent pandemic, because COVID's real. 4 members of my family had COVID. People I love. And they all got over it with ivermectin, every one of them. The media's lying. The lies in the media about ivermectin. I'm sure there's someone somewhere that went to an animal feed store and took the wrong dose that's meant for a cow or a horse and got sicker or died. But ivermectin is a pill in form made for humans, and you get a doctor to prescribe it. And it works like magic, is what all my doctor friends tell me. And guess what? It worked like magic for my 4 family members who all got better right away. The lies being told all week about ivermectin, the lies being told. And the misinformation, the misleading information. Look, do people die of COVID? Yeah. Did 3 conservative talk shows die of COVID in the last month? Yes. Including one I knew, Phil Valentine. I mean, I didn't really know him. Do you know somebody you talked to only in an interview on the radio? Not really. I was his guest probably 2 or 3 dozen times over the years on Phil Valentine's show. Used to be nationally syndicated by Westwood One. But he was just in Nashville. He was no longer nationally syndicated, but he was a Nashville host, and he died of COVID. I don't know anything about him. I don't know if he's fat or thin. I don't know if he had diabetes. I know that almost everyone who dies is obese or has diabetes or both. Or they're old. Or they have cancer, leukemia throughout their body, and COVID seems to kill you right away if you've got that. So in every case, it's not a healthy young person that dies. I mean, almost nobody young or healthy has died. Almost no one. So I don't know why these 3 conservative talk shows have died in the last month, but I know to show them in the media day and night and say, see, they're unvaccinated. Well, guess what? Lots and lots of vaccinated people are dying of COVID and dying of the COVID vaccine, and they won't show you that. That's the fraud I've been pointing out from the beginning. I got no problem with you showing a conservative host who's unvaccinated who dies of COVID. No problem at all. I don't know why it happened. I would argue that they're trying to mislead you into believing the choice is vaccine or just wait to die. I would argue that if you choose not to take the vaccine, you better build your immune system with large doses of vitamins. And if you get sick, you better have some ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine on hand. You certainly don't just say, oh, I'm sick and leave it alone. One of my family members in Dallas, Texas, was getting sicker and sicker every day. He was actually okay for 7 days. Then 8, 9, and 10 day, he was not doing well at all. And I said, you got to get ivermectin now. And he got it prescribed. He took it. And the next day, he said, I feel fantastic, Wayne. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. And now he's feeling great. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God we have something that works. Why would you try and malign it and denigrate it and convince Americans not to take it? And convince them to take a vaccine that doesn't work. Ask Israel. Ask England. Ask any country in the world that's highly vaccinated. People are dying left and right of COVID. They're going to do, as sure as I'm standing here, there will be a nationwide lockdown. You know why? because we're about to prove the election was stolen. So they're going to have to do a nationwide lockdown to shut us down. And then they're going to have to keep it going for months because they're going to need it for the next election so they can win the midterm. So they can have more mail-in ballots and more fraud. If you think Republicans are guaranteed to win the midterm, you're living in a dream world. Republicans are guaranteed to win the midterm about the same guarantee that Larry Elder is guaranteed to win the governor's election in California. I think he's got a great shot. I think he's probably leading if you counted real votes. But there will be millions of illegals voting, and they'll vote for the Democrat. They'll vote no recall, or they'll vote for the Democrat. Not Newsom, because if you vote for yes for the recall, Newsom isn't even on the ballot at that point. But there's others on the ballot who are Democrat. So you can't believe the Democrat Party doesn't have millions of fake ballots ready to support a Democrat if Newsom goes down. But you also can't believe they're not stuffing the ballot box with no on the recall. I just don't believe they're going to let Larry Elder win. I don't believe it. In California. Not only that, you can't even underestimate how bad California is. I saw a map of the United States, and Biden is literally despised in 40 out of 50 states. Maybe more. Maybe it's 43. But in California, in that very same poll where there are states where it's 70% hate Biden's guts and only 30% are on his side. But in California, it's like 60% pro-Biden. Of course, that map was before Afghanistan, so you never know. Maybe even a few liberals saw the light, but I doubt it. These people are unconvincible. When I get back, more to tell you about the pandemic of the unvaccinated. It's not a pandemic of the unvaccinated. It's a total lie. And a U.S. Navy doctor is admitting the truth, but he'll probably get now his medical license taken away. He says the vaccines have killed more service members than COVID. Oh, I believe that. I believe, just like the NFL, young, healthy people have zero chance of dying of COVID. So in the whole country, out of 1.5 million, there's probably been less than 30 who have died of COVID.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Wade Allyn-Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text PROTECT Protect 2A247-4747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A247-4747. Again, text Protect 2A247-4747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A247-4747.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. You know, I read last week that there was no official approval by the FDA for the Pfizer vaccine, and now it appears to be correct that there was no real approval. It was a bait and switch. They were lying. The Florida, Orlando, Florida-based Liberty Council, perhaps the most respected Christian legal firm in the nation, issued a press release that confirmed the story that I've been seeing all week, that there is no approval. It was a bait and switch. Washington, D.C., the Food and Drug Administration has done a bait and switch by announcing it approved its first COVID-19 vaccine in order to push the vaccine mandates and protect the Pfizer pharmaceutical company from legal liability. However, there is currently no fully licensed COVID shot on the United States market. Albeit confusing and probably intentionally so, this summarizes the current status of the Pfizer BioNTech shots. Number one, all existing Pfizer vials in the hundreds of millions remain under the federal emergency use authorization, meaning people have the option to accept or refuse. Number two, the third or booster Pfizer shot is identical to the above and remains under the EUA, the Emergency Use Authorization, with limited use to certain categories of people. Number three, BioNTech received FDA approval for people ages 16 and above under the name Comirnaty, but there is no Comirnaty doses available in the United States. In other words, there's currently no FDA-approved COVID-19 injection available anywhere in the United States. Every COVID shot in America remains under the EUA, Emergency Use Authorization Law, and thus people have the option to accept or refuse them. And even five, even when an FDA-approved COVID shot becomes available, individuals are protected by federal law and many state laws from being forced to get these shots based on their sincere religious beliefs or conscience rights. So the FDA was playing footsie with words. That's what this comes down to. It was all about words. And they didn't get the words right. There is no approval. There is no FDA approval letter for Pfizer. The FDA's approval letter to Pfizer, and I'm reading word for word, regarding the BioNTech injection, Comirnaty, states under this license you are authorized to manufacture the product COVID-19 vaccine, mRNA, which is indicated for active immunization to prevent coronavirus disease caused by severe acute respiratory syndrome, coronavirus 2, in individuals 16 years of age or older. The letter affirms the FDA has not approved the Pfizer BioNTech injections nor any booster doses for anyone. Regarding the Comirnaty injection, the FDA admits we have determined that an analysis of spontaneous post-marketing adverse events reported under Section 505(k)(1) of the FDCA will not be sufficient to assess known serious risks of myocarditis and pericarditis, meaning heart inflammation and heart attacks, and identify an unexpected serious risk of subclinical myocarditis. Therefore, follow-up studies will be required with children 6 months to 15 years, as well as 6 studies for up to 5 years regarding the adverse effects of myocarditis and pericarditis. In addition, the FDA bypassed and disregarded the normal advisory committee and public comment process for this license. So this is just total BS. Total BS. As a matter of fact, here's a story from England. 60% of those older than 50 who die from COVID are double vaccinated. 60% of those older than 50 who die from COVID are double vaxxed. What does that tell you? You're being lied to by the same people that brought you Afghanistan. Don't you get that? By the same dummy whose words are literally put in his mouth by a ventriloquist. Joe Biden is a dummy. Someone else is talking, and everything they're saying is a lie. You trust the people who brought you Afghanistan? The escape from Afghanistan, really? The evacuation from Afghanistan? You think that was handled well? You think those same people have your best interest in mind for the shot? Liberty Projects is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Wonderful charity, wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. Vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. They are veterans and ranchers. They know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Lucky they're not in Afghanistan. We'd leave the horses behind to die and be murdered by the Taliban on the hot tarmac with no food and water. Lucky for those horses, huh? Lucky they got Liberty Projects. Go to vetsandhorses.com. I love animals, and I love military vets. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. Vetsandhorses.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. We'll be right back. Great guest coming up, Jason Miller.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. the 20-year U.S. military mission in Afghanistan is over. U.S. CENTCOM Commander Kenneth McKenzie announcing the final withdrawal of U.S. troops during a video conference briefing from Kabul. Over 123,000 Americans and Afghan allies were evacuated during an 18-day period, but as far as those who were unable to make it out of the airport before the deadline, McKenzie says,
the military phase of this operation has ended. The diplomatic sequel to that will now begin. Our Department of State is going to work very hard to allow any American citizens that are left, and we think the citizens that were not brought out number in the low, very low hundreds.
Catastrophic damage from Hurricane Ida is standing in the way of evacuees in southeast Louisiana returning to their homes. Over 2 million people in Louisiana are still without power. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. We got a great guest, Jason Miller, former advisor, special advisor to President Trump. Is president of my lifetime, but one of the greatest presidents in America's history, certainly the greatest conservative president in history. And Jason was right by his side. He is the CEO now of Getter, GETTR.com, or the Getter app, GETTR. And I am posting away like a madman there. I'm banned for life from Twitter. So now my new number one spot is Getter. It's fabulous. And I'm headed quickly for about 10,000 fans or so. I've only been on for about a month. And hopefully we are headed to much higher horizons soon, because I love that site and I love the people on it. So it's my new go-to site, Getter, GETTR.com, or the Getter app. Jason Miller's with us. Jason, you're on with War. How are you?
Wayne, great to be with you. And you know what? I think by the time we get to the end of this interview, you'll be at 10,000. So we're gonna see what we can do here.
Yeah, I just, you know, listen, one of the things you may not know about me, because I don't know if all conservatives feel the way I do about dogs, but I'm the world's biggest dog lover, and I've had dogs my whole life. I'm terribly allergic to them, by the way, and I had dogs, despite that, my whole life, and many German Shepherds. I love them. And I saw today, I just wanted to mention this to you, that we left our service dogs, German Shepherds, on the tarmac in Kabul and took off without them, left them to die. They're all rotting in cages. They've been on the tarmac for 6 days in that intense heat. They probably have no water and no food left. These were the animals that tried to save the lives of our men and women in the service. And sat by their side and walked by their side and were willing to sniff out bombs, and we left them to die. It was ordered by the State Department to abandon the service dogs on the tarmac. And you know what the Muslim extremists are going to do to dogs. They hate them, and they're going to kill them all. And this is just so disconcerting to me. I'm so upset. I'm just shocked. I've never believed that our government could be guilty of something like this. What terrible people in the Biden administration. My God, horrible.
You know, Wayne, I'm sitting here looking at a Facebook post from Joe Biden on December 2nd, 2019, talking about how we leave nobody behind. And then I'm also looking at a Twitter post from him in March of 2020, talking about how he's so much better than President Donald Trump, saying we don't leave anybody behind. You know, seeing the images today, not only do they leave plenty of people behind, they've left plenty of loving animals behind. They also left a lot of military equipment behind. And the images of these Taliban fighters flying around American helicopters with a man hanging. That's literally the first thing they did. The U.S. took off, got out of there. So they fly around our choppers with a man hanging.
Remember the scene from Al Pacino's movie Scarface, where his boss was like this slimy, you know, Colombian drug dealer, and they hung him from the helicopter and broke his neck, and he hung there as a message to not, you know, betray the Colombian bosses. That's what it reminded me of. It's right out of the scene from Scarface. I've never seen that before. The Taliban must have been watching Scarface reruns. Unbelievable what evil people you're dealing with. Pure evil. And you can bet, Jason, that guy hanging from the helicopter was an Afghan who was our friend and who helped American troops live and not die, you know, and avoid, you know, roadside bombs or something like that. And what a terrible way to let him end his life. That's what Biden has condemned our friends to, and who knows how many Americans and the dogs, all of it. It's just disgraceful. Just disgraceful.
It really is. And it's just, you wonder how much longer the Democrats are going to even be able to stand by Joe Biden. I mean, they start heading into, you didn't see the Democrats out on the Sunday shows defending him. You don't see them out on the, you know, the morning shows or the evening shows saying, hey, Joe Biden has the right philosophy. They're actually starting to see more, some of these centrist Democrats, whether it be Spanberger and some of these others, come and say, I got some serious problems with what you're doing here, Joe Biden. It's rudderless. I've never seen seen, I mean, most of us have never seen anything like this in our lifetimes. I mean, President Trump never started a new war in his entire time in office. Joe Biden's already managed to lose one.
Well, listen, if I was hanging out in New Orleans right about now, thank God I don't live in New Orleans, and I pray to God for the people of New Orleans that they're going to be okay, but you know, the infrastructure damage and the transmission damage is colossal, and I hear they could be without electricity for 6 weeks. And I would not want to be a resident of New Orleans, you know, waiting for Joe Biden to save me. You remember the Bush situation with Hurricane Katrina? Well, this is an incompetent guy. Bush didn't do anything wrong. It was the guy under him who was really not keeping his eye on the ball. Brownie, as he called him at the time. But yeah, if you think that the guy who screwed up the evacuation of Afghanistan, the worst in the history of mankind, is going to save you from what just happened in New Orleans, boy, you're going to be waiting a long time. You know, if you're waiting for Biden to save you, holy geez. I mean, it's just unbelievable how bad this guy is. You know, as I said to start the show, Jason, it's now clear we have a dummy in the White House. The question is, who's the ventriloquist? Who is it that's speaking that's actually putting the words in Biden's mouth? Because he's not in charge. We all know that. He's not in charge. So I think, I've said all along, it's Obama. I believe this is Obama's third term, and Obama's the real president of the United States. I don't believe it's Biden for a second. This guy's not
so
sleeping.
You know, this is actually an interesting debate, because, you know, I've gone back and forth. You know, is this really the hidden hand of Barack Obama? Is this a weekend at Bernie's with the hardcore lefties propping Joe up, whether it be Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, these kind of
Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice,
right, the hardcore crazies. I'll tell you, Wayne, I think it might be even more troubling than that. I
Chinese.
Think the fact that nobody's at home.
Or China owns America. I mean, the Chinese government probably owns this guy, the CCP. And they certainly own his son. They certainly could blackmail him. They certainly were bribing the big guy. So, I mean, I think every ruling that he's made since the day he became president, everything Biden's done has favored the Chinese and helped them and enriched them. And Afghanistan's another example, Jason. The minute we left, we didn't take the rare earth minerals with us. We didn't take the lithium with us. That's trillions of dollars. And we spent trillions. We had a right to take. But the Chinese marched right in, and they've got all the lithium and all the rare earth minerals now, or so it seems. They're in control of it. So, I mean, it was another great benefit to China when we left Afghanistan and left all the equipment behind. China wins. We lose.
Yeah, no, and or anyone who's buying one of Hunter Biden's $500,000 paintings, then they might be able to jump the line and be right there with China. But you look at the day by day, you know, President Trump had this unique ability to kind of cut through all the BS and really put his finger on things. When he talked about the managerial incompetence of Joe Biden, and he would always ridicule him and say the N1H1, his great job handling the N1H1, which, number one, a couple things, obviously flipping the letters around and pinging, you know, the fact that Joe Biden's not that bright a guy, but also the fact that the swine flu handling was just an absolute disaster. The fact that Biden is just so incompetent when it comes to running anything. There's a reason why President Obama said, effectively, never underestimate Joe's ability to mess something up in a little less polite terms. But President Trump really put his finger on it and said, Biden will find a way to mess everything up, and he's doing just that.
Well, you know, when I watch the debates, I still remember the Trump-Biden debates, and, you know, I have plenty of liberal friends. I don't know if you know this, Jason, but I happen to be Jewish by background, so I happen to have lots of liberal friends just because a lot of my Jewish Ivy League friends, I went to Columbia University, and all my Jewish friends are all big liberals, right? We debate all day long. I can't eat dinner without them, you know, starting to fight with me. So, I really believe during those debates that the thing that Trump should have said is, do you know how easy it is to be a backseat driver? Here's Joe Biden criticizing me. Hey, Joe, you think I did this wrong and I did that wrong and I did COVID wrong? Do you have any idea? I'm the guy who actually has to make the decisions. I'm the CEO of America, and you're just a backseat driver. And if you ever got control, you'd run us into a tree. You can't, Joe's criticizing me. He can't do anything himself. He's just criticizing. That's the easiest thing in the world to do. No statue's ever been built for a critic, right? I'm the guy who does stuff, and I got stuff done. That should have been Trump's argument. And sure enough, Biden gets in, and all all the things he criticized Trump for. COVID's out of control. He doesn't know what he's doing. The border's out of control. Afghanistan's out of control. The whole country's out of control. That's my whole point in life. I'm a CEO, Jason. I'm not a radio talk show host. I'm a CEO who happens to have a radio show. And I run multiple businesses, including a public sports gaming company. And so the buck stops at me. I know how to run stuff. He doesn't know how to run anything. He's been a lifelong bureaucrat. He doesn't do anything except criticize Trump. That's all he did well, was find the things that he thought the American people would say, Joe could do it better, and he brought them up. But he couldn't do it better. Trump was doing a great job as CEO, taking action. This guy doesn't know what he's doing.
No, just that absolutely, it's completely rudderless. And you even see it in the fact that he can't even do a primetime address. Rome is burning. We're fleeing a country with our tail between our legs. And Joe can, best he can muster is like a 3:45 afternoon appearance before he has to hit the Jell-O line at Golden Corral for the buffet before that closes. And then he goes to bed and he's up at 11 a.m. the next day and he's back down at 4 p.m. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, our allies, no longer have confidence in us and our enemies clearly don't fear us at all.
You know, I said on Newsmax TV, I had the number one show on Newsmax for 3 years, 750 episodes, Jason. And I said all the time, this guy shouldn't be in the White House. He belongs in assisted living. He should live in Florida being early bird specials. This guy can't be president of the United States. And that was, you know, the year before he was elected, when he was running. And sure enough, it's all come true. He really should be in assisted living. He really needs a sign around his head. If I get lost, send me back to Jill. I mean, this guy is completely lost and out for lunch. It's scary.
Look,
that's who
leaving,
runs the
leaving,
United
him
States.
In the, leaving him into the White House to run the country by himself is elder abuse.
Elder abuse. That's it. Jill should be convicted of elder abuse. Hey, Jason, don't go anywhere. Stay where you are because I got so much more to talk about with Getter and the big news stories of the day. So stay with us. Jason Miller from Getter, the CEO. Wayne Allyn. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Energize Health.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you missed the Energized Health event in Las Vegas, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, and look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to energizedhealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the WAR Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to add your spouse for free. This buy one, get one offer is only good through the end of the month. Successful people take action. So get the War Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It will change your life forever, just like it did for me. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. Don't procrastinate. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and take action now. Book your free consultation. EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior's with you. The Root's on fire. My new book is the sponsor of this segment of the show, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. It comes out September 16th. It was already number one at Amazon in multiple categories in both my paperback and Kindle edition after a recent appearance on Steve Bannon's War Room. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, I think, is the answer. You know, you can't go after the politicians other than voting because they don't care. They don't care what we think. The school boards don't care what we think. Politicians don't care what we think. The bureaucrats don't care what we think, even if we're the silent majority. They don't care. So go after the corporations. Go after the money. Follow the money trail. They get all their money, the politicians, from the corporations. And I've gone out and gotten the research, hired a crack team to find out the phone numbers and the email address and the physical address of 116 top woke liberal companies in America that all of you buy your products from every day. And now we're going to protest them and boycott them and hound them day and night. You never have to look it up again. It's there. It's there in the book. It's a resource guide, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. If companies go woke, I will show you how to make them go broke. The information is right at your fingertips now for every conservative in America. Book comes out September 16th, available pre-sale right now at Amazon and Barnes and Noble. We've got Jason Miller on the line right now, the former advisor to President Trump and the CEO of Getter, the new social media company that's replaced Twitter and replaced Parler, GETTR.com, or go to the Get the Getter app, GETTR. Jason, welcome back to the show.
Wayne, good to be back for another segment with you, and I took it full advantage of the commercial break to go through just to see how many times on Twitter or Facebook Joe Biden had talked about leaving nobody behind. And I found several of them, immediately posted them on Getter or reposted them, and so it's just all the rhetoric of leave nobody behind, except for what he actually did in Afghanistan, which is just an embarrassment. So,
and of course, they want to leave all the conservatives behind, because I saw today that Mike Flynn, you know, hero general Mike Flynn, was literally deplatformed by Chase Bank. They canceled all his bank accounts and canceled all his credit cards. Here's an American hero and a great man, and they deplatformed him because they said being associated with him would hurt their business. That's Chase Bank. Can you imagine what's going on in our country?
Well, unfortunately, I can't. In fact, I wrote an op-ed for the Washington Times a couple of weeks ago, said this has been the worst year for censorship in American history. Go back to a year and a half ago when Twitter and Facebook and these other platforms were censoring and silencing Americans who dared to suggest that the virus came from a lab in Wuhan, or censoring and deplatforming people who dared to criticize his Lord and Savior, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Then we saw, obviously, the Hunter Biden drama, that they suppressed that entire story that would have shown a very bright light on the grift and corruption, on just how beholden to the CCP Joe Biden and the Biden family grifters are. Then, of course, we see President Trump deplatformed, and now this is, Wayne, this is where it is. You now have a White House that is working with social media companies to identify particular posts that they want removed, and to say and to advocate that once someone is kicked off of one platform, they should be deplatformed from all of the platforms. That is where big media, big government, big tech are colluding right now.
Right, and Alex Berenson has been a guest on this show many times, I think three or four times already, the former science reporter for the New York Times, who is not a big fan of the COVID vaccines or the overreaction to the COVID pandemic. He just got banned for life by Twitter for misleading health information, for just reporting a fact, literally a fact. So, I mean, where is this leading? I'm banned for life from Twitter. And Jason, you may not know this about me, but under the Obama administration, because I was Obama's college classmate at Columbia, class of 83, and we were both pre-law and both political science majors, he hated my guts, and he made sure that the IRS came after me for four straight years and tried to destroy my life. And I hired the best law firms in America. You know, I'm a CEO. I can afford it. So I hired the top law firms in America to represent me, tax law firms. And they all said, oh, you're dreaming. This is your conspiracy theories. This isn't about your political beliefs. This isn't Obama. And after a year of working on my case, the best tax lawyer in America came to me and said, Wayne, you're on Obama's enemies list. There's no question about it. The White House is behind this. And then Tom, now I can't think of the name, Judicial Watch, Tom, Fenton, there we go, Tom Fenton. He took my case, Jason, and he got the IRS after a 16-month battle to release all of my IRS records of my lifetime. And written all over them was hatred by IRS employees. And they said, he doesn't like Obama, he's a conservative talk shows, we got to go after him, we got to try and root him. This was written on the files of my IRS files. They said they stamped it sensitive case. So, I mean, this was a political hit job on me by Obama, and that's why I think Obama is really the one behind Joe Biden, because everything going on now smells to me like the same stuff that went on under the Obama administration. They were on the witch hunt, too. So it's scary stuff out there. Thank God we've got you. So I may be banned for life from Twitter, but I got Getter, and that's better. I love Getter. Thank you, Jason Miller.
Wayne, thank you so much. Glad you're on Getter. Glad you're one of our key people bringing some freedom. And just keep up the good work that you're doing.
Thank you. Getter, GETTR.com, GETTR.com, or get the Getter app. Jason Miller is the CEO, former advisor to President Trump. Great to have him on the show. Great honor. Wayne Allyn, otherwise known as War, the Warrior's with you. Middle class warrior, silent majority warrior, always capitalist warrior, and always Trump warrior forever. Wayne Allyn, have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow. We are just going to keep on fighting relentlessly. See you tomorrow. Good night. God bless.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.